T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
We need to get over the hump. And we've lost a lot of close games. And you know, I think a lot of our younger guys are developing. But they need to feel the confidence that comes with winning. And that can only be accomplished by finding ways to win these close games. There's a lot of younger guys that are playing and getting better from these experiences. And I think you can point to teams that have sustainable winning right now. And I think if you look back on their drafts, there were years of draft classes stacked together, and it's really not just drafting the talent, but it's also playing them and then seeing them grow. And I think if you do that, eventually your roster is strong and sustainable if you stay that course.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Sustaining the course, whatever that means, this late in the season where we as Bears fans are trying to figure out how you feel about yesterday's win. I know how I feel about it. Dan knows how he feels about it. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Some of the good that you can take away is Mitchell Trubisky played his best game. Jordan Howard, if you give him the football and give him a lane, and not, they continue with some of the stretch runs, but this was get up the field Jordan Howard yesterday, and I enjoyed that part of the game. And the defense kind of got back to where you thought it should be, against a team that I thought was sitting ducks in the Cincinnati Bengals.
It is a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on The Score. Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. A little bit of breaking news here from Adrian Wojnarowski. He said, LiAngelo and LaMelo Ball are in serious discussions to sign professional basketball deals with Lithuanian club Prienų Vytautas.
Uh-oh, welcome to Big Baller Zone.
Club plans to decide in the next 24 to 48 hours whether to finalize an agreement with the two American teenagers. So that's, as we discussed, you weren't going to be talking about a prime team in a top national league. You're not talking about Greece or Turkey or France or Italy or Spain or China or one of these other leagues that takes its own basketball extremely seriously, that it would be a B or C level team that might just do this as a short-term bump if owners feel that it can get them a little bit of publicity and maybe a little short-term gain. So we will see if indeed the Elder Ball decides that it's worth cashiering, worth cashiering their amateur standing for this forever. Her 16-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Her 16-year-old to say, that's it, you're never playing college ball.
Read about Brandon Jennings' experience after he chose not to go to Arizona or wherever he had declared or committed to go. It was not what he thought it was going to be. And Brandon Jennings, I think, is a thoughtful dude in his year, throughout his years in the NBA. And, you know, he was the guy, he was the test case. And you didn't see a whole bunch of guys do it after him. I wish both of those kids the best, because in the end, they're still, you know, they're still a 18-year-old and a 16-year-old. But I think this is a terrible move.
Who are the other current NBA examples? I want to say Emmanuel Mudiay played in China, and Dante Exum played professionally.
But Mudiay, I believe there were sanctions that were getting ready to come down on SMU, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. That was
he went because he had to.
Well, but I'm just
Jennings didn't want to go through the college process.
Regardless of the reason, if we just, I mean, you're right. There's obviously extenuating circumstances there, but I want to say Dante Exum played for one of the Australian teams, correct? Because he was
on the Olympic team. He was on. Okay. He was a kid, I believe, that was practicing with their Olympic team.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
He didn't
play
for like the Canberra Cannons or something.
No. I think he was a guy that they always envisioned not having to do the collegiate thing. You know, some guys will come over here for the year after being found in the Olympics or understanding that player is practicing. Look at Carl Anthony Towns. John Calipari, I believe, coached the Dominican team.
Yes.
And was like, oh, there is a 16-year-old that is practicing with us that is going to be one of the best players in the NBA. Would you like to come to Kentucky, son? And that's exactly what happened.
The odds now to win Super Bowl 52, according to Bovada.lv, if I told you before the injury to Carson Wentz that the Philadelphia Eagles were a 6-1 favorite, what would you say they are now? Their current odds.
You know I suck with this.
I know.
12-1.
9-1. It didn't drop as much as I thought.
Oh, just wait.
As of right now, the Patriots have improved 9-4. They were 12-5. They're now 9-4. The Steelers have gone from 9-2 to 4-1. The Vikings went from 17-2 to 8-1. And the Philadelphia Eagles have dropped from 6-1 to 9-1. So that is noticeable there. That's less than I thought.
Well, Nick Foles had some experience, and he sucked with Jeff Fisher. He sucked under Jeff Fisher.
Do you remember
Fisher.
That game against the Bears?
Well, so did
Was that one of the worst quarterbacking performances you've ever seen?
So did Case Keenum, though.
Yeah, Jeff Fisher can make you bad, can't he?
Right. So I think certain people are, and they've got three former quarterbacks around that whole thing with Doug Peterson and his offensive coordinator and his quarterback coach. So I think that people think that the 27 touchdowns and two interceptions, Nick Foles, isn't going to happen. That was Chip Kelly introducing something to the NFL. The NFL was like, all right, give us 10 games. We'll be right back. We'll figure this thing out.
We're on this.
Right. Give us 10 games. You can run 80 plays all you want and kill your defensive players. We'll figure this thing out. You'll be done. But in that time, where LeSean McCoy was doing the read option stuff and they were doing the jet sweeps and having three players going separate every which way and a lot of the futuristic stuff that people thought Chip Kelly was bringing to the table, Nick Foles was eating off of that. He and Ryan Tannehill, when I got a chance to interview them at the Super Bowl in Phoenix, I was amazed by how frail both of them were. And Nick Foles
Look
is 230.
Jared Goff.
Well, Nick Foles is 230, though.
Jared Goff is slight.
How small, like how narrow their shoulders were. I'm like, that's an NFL. Ryan Tannehill, I was like, wow, that guy, there's no way in hell that guy will take an NFL pounding. And he did for a few years until he got hurt. But Nick Foles, I was surprised because Nick Foles is listed at like 230, 220.
No.
Tall man, you know, long neck, you know, under from the Mike Glennon category. But he's not the 27-2 guy, and I don't think he's the bum that we saw under Jeff Fisher. He's somewhere in between.
While we're doing the odds thing, on November 2nd, the New York Yankees were 11-1 to win the 2018 World Series. What do you think their current odds are?
The Yankees. Oh, the Yankees. What were they?
They were 11-1.
11-1. I'll go 5-1.
They're 5-1. Nicely done. They are your favorite. The Yankees have jumped the pack. They are now your current favorite at 5-1. Astros and Dodgers at 6-1. The Indians at 15-2. Red Sox and Nationals at 10-1. The Cubs actually dropped. The Cubs went from 11-1 to 12-1, despite their current acquisitions and what appears to be an inevitable dance of some kind with Alex Cobb. I will be very, very surprised.
They got the guy you were talking
Brandon Morrow.
About. Yeah, you got your guy.
Brandon Morrow was they said that was going to be
the
target.
Give it up for Dan Source, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, garbage can finds a steak every once in a while.
Also very
I'm predicting games. Dan Source is coming through with the Brandon Morrow news 3 weeks early.
Also type 1 diabetic, too. So
Should I give it up for his diabetes? Is that what you're asking
well,
for?
Well, no. As the father of a type 1 diabetic, right. I always like to see the examples of people who can succeed in various aspects of life. So
give it up
for
people who are living with diabetes.
You know, I was talking about that the end of the Jacksonville-Seattle game, and we were talking about that, and I mentioned that Monday Night Football game with the Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is some great work here. Debjit says, I was a Broncos fan when I watched football. It was a 1998 Monday Night Football game at KC. The Broncos, without John Elway, blew out the Chiefs 30-3. All the penalties occurred on one drive. Derek Thomas got three personal fouls out of five unsportsmanlike conducts on the one drive. Wayne Simmons got one. Chester McLaughlin got the other.
Chester McLaughlin.
All excellent players. Shannon Sharp had Derek Thomas's girlfriend's phone number and was reciting it back to him one digit at a time on each snap.
Skip. six, seven, eight.
Skip.
Four, three,
nine.
Two.
Now, skip. This basically ended Marty Schottenheimer's tenure in KC. Ooh. I've never seen anything like it.
I'll be on the mound.
And a yak. By the way, Wayne Simmons was a heck of a linebacker. So difficult on tight ends. A large reason the Packers defense could handle the Niners at that time because he covered Brent Jones. Yeah, I know. That's why Herman Moore said it. That guy was tough on him.
Wow, that's Kevin Garnett level schadenfreude. When you start to do that kind of... Dude, that's dirty.
I'll be on these miles of hen dog and now y'all got problems with me.
Shannon, that's dirty. That's his former or his current girlfriend at the time?
I don't know, but when you're doing it one, it's like, you know, John Randall supposedly. John Randall, the defensive tackle, was from the Vikings, was famous for combing through media guides to get the names of everybody's family members. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of the scene in the movie The Town when they're outside the money counting room in Fenway Park, and he's talking, and it's like, Steve Carlson, wife Gloria, you live at 222 West Oak Street. I hope your family's okay. And nothing happens to your kids. That kind of where they had the book. And John Randall used to do that stuff.
Yeah,
and he used to know like the volunteer work that everybody did, and he would dude is crazy.
So when we talk mind games, and I know as a professional you gotta play above certain things, but there's certain buttons you just. You shouldn't push.
Well, that's what people are saying happened in Jacksonville.
Yes,
that there was when you were going up to the crowd. I heard. There were reports that the N-word was used.
Jerron Reed,
let's call it what it is.
The defensive tackle for the Seattle Seahawks said that, you know, there's a couple of guys who were screaming the N-word, and Quentin Jefferson, after the first beer was thrown and he started to walk away again, and then the Gatorade was thrown. But yeah, there's certain things that if an opponent does it, that people ask you to play above. Like, remember Kevin Garnett again, Charlie Villanueva with the, you know, you look like a cancer patient.
Because he has alopecia universalis.
Yeah. So he doesn't have any eyebrows. He doesn't have any hair on his body. And Charlie had, you know, Charlie's dealt with that on playgrounds since he was probably 10, 11 years old.
And then there's the whole Honey Nut Cheerios incident
as well. That's what I'm saying. Like, if a guy's what's drawing the line where a guy, he's trying to get in your head. It's like, I think he deserves a pumpkin head. Like I think at some point, maybe not you, maybe not me, but at some point someone should
in the passive voice here
should set the record straight here. You know, like everybody's not playing by those rules. You mess around and get an IK and Polly. You know, just saying.
I missed this tweet yesterday, and thanks to Scott for sending this in from PFT comments. It said the NFL concussion protocol. It says would of instead of would have, but it says would have cleared JFK to re-enter the parade.
By PFT That's commenter?
Cute.
Is that
yeah.
who it was by? That's
yeah.
Isn't that one of the Barstool dudes, I think? That's a dude who's grown famous by being like a deadpan, sarcastic dude.
And
people think he's like dead ass serious all the time.
Because obviously saying would of instead of would have.
Like he's a guy who like.
So it's like Gas Money Bob.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Exactly
okay.
what it's
yeah,
like.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Right, I'm aware of him because of Big Cat, because they had that show, like you mentioned, Part of My Take. Yeah.
So it's like I'm stupid.
He does the football
guy.
Thing. Exactly.
He started by just like commenting on Pro Football Talk's website, and they're like, "Who's this idiot?" Then Twitter came around,
picked up.
And they're like, "Who's this idiot?"
And he's doing
and
a
he's
thing.
He's fun. Made okay. a yeah. career out of. Being a smart ass.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever you got to do.
Amen.
Pay the bills. That's cool. This segment brought to you by Taco Bell. So easy to dip, so hard to put down. Rolled chicken tacos are back. Shredded chicken all rolled up with your choice of dips only at Taco Bell. You know, we're going to be out on Friday again.
Yes, we are.
We're back at a place where I guess it was immensely popular. People loved it. They had a terrific time when we had the pregame and postgame shows at Shoeless Joe's Ale House and Grill in Addison, 1480 West Lake Street in Addison. So it's going to be Spiegel and Parkins and the Bernstein and Goff show.
The holiday show. The whole crew is out there.
On the road on Friday. We've got prizes we're going to give away all day as part of this holiday broadcast. So get in the holiday spirit. It's brought to you by Lover's Lane and O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooh.
Quite a combo.
Get yourself some motor oil and some panties.
I don't know that we're going to be giving away specific.
Oh, that's not gifts. Part of it. It's not like the Who Needs Two, where you're just giving things out.
It's a fascinating idea.
I can't get
idea.
You a can of WD-40 and some, you know, some nipple clips.
Happy holiday.
No doubt. Kidding me?
I do like it. Opens up a world of possibility to get a new air filter and
something else.
Something to plug up an orifice for you.
He was trying as hard as he's doing the motion.
I wanted
motion,
to say
Danny.
It.
He's
I love.
Like, he's doing the. This man has.
Here's why.
75,000 words in his vocabulary, and he's searching for something that would, you know, be analogous to a rubber fist.
I just those two words are so much fun to say.
What?
Together.
Orifice?
No, the two words I was avoiding
for
that particular product.
A certain plug.
Because it's
yes.
Just,
yes.
Yes.
Right,
it's like somebody walks in, it's like, you're just
Kenny's
looking at
a
right. It's a grocery list. It's like avocados, yogurt, provolone cheese, and a plug, right? All right, I got to pick it up.
Well, come on out to the remote. You never know what you might have out there. You know what I mean? Somebody.
You never know what you're going
to
get.
Right, some people like to take photos with us. Other people might, you know, want that kind of placement. So come on out to
or
Addison.
Both.
Yes. A photo of, actually, that placement.
It's the holiday season. I'm open to anything.
He's Dan Bernstein,
hello.
So to speak.
Hello.
I'm Jason Goff. Bears Victory Monday. Enjoy this. Bathe in it. Talk about it with us, kind of. I do want to ask you a question. We focused on what the offense will or won't be when the new coaching staff comes in. I want to talk to you about the defense because you've drafted for a specific defense. And what if your new coach wants to run something else? So I want to talk to you about that when we come back right here on 670 The Score.
Well, you got some football stuff you want to get into. Just a little bit of news here. We were talking about this developing story from Adrian Wojnarowski about LiAngelo and LaMelo Ball in discussions to sign with this professional team in Lithuania. Perhaps the best follow for international basketball is a guy named Jonathan Givony at Draft Express. Here's the info he has. The Ball brothers are not expected to see major playing time for Prienų Vytautas in the Lithuanian LKL League, but could be afforded an opportunity to develop in the Baltic League, the BBL, where the stakes are much lower. Salaries for players at this level of competition usually don't exceed $500 per month in the absolute best case. It wouldn't surprise me if the Ball brothers ended up playing for free. Certainly not the most glamorous league or part of the world to live in. Prienų Vytautas has only had one American player on their roster in the past decade, Brad Tinsley, who departed after a month of action. The Balls would likely be faced with a major culture shock in Prienų, a small village of around 10,000 people.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's awful.
That is brutal. And you're in the B League, $500 a month?
Not a game.
A month? How do you buy bread? I mean, what is your rent?
Lonzo going to have to scale back his lifestyle a little bit in L.A. How about the kinfolk? Yeah, that's
wow.
For everybody putting on capes about, you know, like I said.
Wow.
I appreciated his vision. I did not approve of or understand the execution. And now you're seeing the fruits of that lack of vision.
And we have to figure out Cam Newton's hat.
We'll have to figure it out. He wore a brimless hat and said he was the first one to ever do it.
It's a fez, isn't it?
I think. What is that?
Does a fez need a tassel to be a fez?
Ooh.
Or is that a
now we're getting into these introspective meta questions
is
here.
Is a tasselless fez still a fez?
I wanted to put the first one, you know, behind the scenes with the brimless hat. So you've seen it here first, Cam Newton brimless hat.
Okay, my
it's my, not one that's going to catch on, young
boy. My first thought, and if you're old enough, you remember Hanna-Barbera's Morocco mole. You remember mole?
No, you told me during the break that I didn't, even though I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched a lot of cartoons as a kid.
Yeah, but I didn't think that was still on the air. I thought they pulled old Secret Squirrel. And
yeah, but you know, like when things...
You want to pull Secret Squirrel.
Things get pulled off the air, they still stay in your head.
They do?
Yeah, your memory.
Okay.
Remember when you were telling people about Wrigley Field, and if they demolish it, they're not going to steal your memories? Same way with Morocco Mole.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm just glad I know what a fez is now. I thought that was just my buddy. I got a buddy named Fez, and that's the only thing that I think of when I think of a fez.
What's his full name?
Fez Ansari.
Oh, so his name is actually Fez.
Yeah, right. F-A-I-Z.
I thought you were just calling him that. His name is like Dennis or something.
No, no. Okay. He's a real Fez.
Because of one time he wore a Fez.
I got this buddy named Fez. Guys, I got some White Sox notes for you guys here in a second. But first, we're here in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. Family Sunday features a free museum of science and industry. Kids ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. A.J. Pierzynski is joining the White Sox as an ambassador. And he has a particularly love this. Hawk Harrelson still hates Wrigley Field. He says, quote, "I'll never step foot in Wrigley Field again. As long as I live."
He has to understand that
no one cares. Right.
Somebody's got to explain it to him that these grand pronouncements don't mean anything to anyone.
Right. And what happened at Wrigley? Maybe I missed the story. Did something, did he have
maybe
a...
Greg Walker told him he'd meet him there.
Greg Walker? I love Greg Walker. The Bears are at Detroit on Saturday. Saturday game. At 3:30, as the Bears will look for a second straight win. The Bears right now 4-9 to the Lions 7-5. The Lions beat the Bears earlier this year, 27-24, November 19th at Soldier Field. The Bulls.
Are you getting text messages?
Am I?
I thought I heard like a notification in the background.
Yeah, that's my ding. My dinger just went off.
A little dingling went off.
My dingling.
Take it easy.
Used to happen to Terry all the time during the show when you would hear James Brown.
His would just
Brown.
Fall off.
No, it was the James Brown scream. And it would happen, you know, 6, 7, 8 times a show. And I said, "Wah!" I said, why do you turn that off? I don't know, buddy. You know, it is off.
Why do I think of Terry as having been somebody who wouldn't have had a cell phone?
Terry used to keep up
active.
With all the electronic advancements. Okay. He just didn't know how to use them.
Right. Yeah. If the remote, Miss Guy, can you program my thingy for me?
I'll take care of that for you.
Terry, give me that thing.
Here. Not compatible. I'm the most interesting man in the world.
Rock and roll Dave.
Oh, yeah. The
that is the greatest Dave Miska ever.
I sit by Dave Miska.
Yeah, I know, but that's awesome.
Oh yeah. Just ask Mitch about that thing. You know, I don't care. Whatever. That's fine with me, you guys. Hey Pat, I gotta turn that thing up.
Fine, Dave. Settle down.
He's also the guy
you
that...
You guys don't understand how funny this is to us because we know Dave, and that's Dave.
No, but the Dave Miska bit is also, in the weirdest moment, happening to know the specific piece of information that it's just like...
He's the most interesting man on the planet.
No, he wasn't an original member of Husker Du. That was later when Bob Mould formed Sugar.
Yeah, like, the Brim Schreiman. That's what that was.
Right.
And he fixes everything for Pat, too. I believe he... Wow. He was seen fixing his glasses. Yeah.
You pull that every once in a while.
Our old Dave.
Dave, I need a new artificial heart.
Oh, yeah. I got to have it right back here. Grody, get out of the way. What are you doing? What are you doing, man?
This didn't work for Barney Clark, but they didn't know what they were doing.
Dude, hurry up. Pre-game show.
This is my favorite thing today. Because I didn't know this existed. I didn't know there was a Miska impersonation.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Dave Miska. Great guy.
Oh, I love Dave. One of a kind.
One of a kind!
It's got to be Wegner. That was the voice of Nicky the Kid.
Yeah.
He was hosting with Bruce Levine. And then they talked to one Hawk Harrelson. Hawk has got to stop saying things that people don't care about.
I just stop at saying things.
No.
Well, shouldn't we stop asking him things?
Well.
That's kind of what today was.
Well. Why didn't you do that during the interview,
isn't
then?
That the
what am I supposed to do? Well,
so
Bruce.
You present the interview to Bruce, and you kick your feet up.
We're invoking the style.
It's like a talk show bit. Like, hey, make sure to ask me about Wrigley Field when I get out there.
Yeah, like...
Like the chair stuff? Yeah.
But does any Sox fan still... Well, I shouldn't do that, because I got a family full of them.
You're looking at him.
I got a... No, yes,
he's right
Tanny's
there.
Not that guy. My Uncle Wayne is that dude. Member of CPD... You know, the two beautiful children who are the same way when it comes to Sox issues. Like my guy, my little cousin Ian is over in like Iraq, you know, talking about Southside toughness and screw the Cubs and all this other stuff. It's like, hey, Ian, you can stop now. You're 22. You're like, you don't have to follow in the footsteps of your crazy ass daddy who hates everything Cubs.
His helmet says born to hate the Cubs.
Yeah, dude, like seriously. Like Ian is over there, you know, deadlifting weight and doing push-ups all the time. And he's really good.
Why does your helmet say born to kill and have a peace sign, soldier? Like, something about the duality.
reality of war, sir.
Hey, I'm just telling you, like, I think those people don't exist, and every Thanksgiving and Easter, I see them. My Uncle Wayne is, I don't know if Beverly did it to him, the neighborhood Beverly, or what, but my Uncle Wayne is the, he doesn't like the NBA. Okay. Yes, he's the high school and college basketball guy. I love you, Wayne. I know somebody's telling you to listen right now. Or you're probably listening. He's the college and he's dude. My Uncle Wayne is
he's every one of our fight listeners.
Yes, my Uncle Wayne is
every day.
He's every listener.
Every day there's a texter Jason fights with on the text line who's the same guy.
Dude,
it's always the same guy.
It might be my Uncle Wayne. Now that I think about
trolling
it.
Trolling you from various numbers.
He hates professional basketball and he still carries on the Sox Cubs thing and he's a cop. So there it is.
There you have it.
Central casting.
Tony and Sauganash, you're on the score.
Hey, first of all, do you guys have any poll where you could get Bob from Nile to do color for a Sam Rosen Bears game by any chance?
It wouldn't be a lot different. Gotta be honest with you. Sam must be really good at hockey still. I'll just leave it at that.
No, my point was, though, if Ryan Pace stays, there is no way he cannot have a 3-4 defensive coordinator. Because he's hitched his wagon to Akeem Hicks and Leonard Floyd.
Yeah, you don't have a three technique. You don't have some of these 4-3 guys. There's
no way he's done if he were to like bring in like a 4-3 guy or whatever.
Unless he does it to buy himself more time, Tony.
And that's
somebody
why
can say, "Hey, I'm making a big change here."
But do you narrow your field? What if you have a defensive guy who is the best candidate, and he says, "You know, I don't do the 3-4 thing. I'm a 4-3 guy. This is how I've won before." Like, we've talked a lot about Mitchell Trubisky and his development and what the offense is going to look like. You got a 3-4 defense that you've drafted for 3 years now. And say Coach A is the creme de la creme.
I know exactly where you're going. Do you accept a lesser coach to fit your overall timeline? Or do you not only say, this is the better defensive coach, we're closer to winning a Super Bowl because we have him, he's going to make this work as we have it, and you know you're buying yourself more time with your bosses?
Ooh.
And maybe with the
public. See, we talked about in transition. I don't think Ryan Pace has as much time as you guys think. Those double-digit seasons, there are a few things that the Bears family does not tolerate. It's you getting out of line, you know, in terms of bringing in criminals and thugs to the locker room. All right? The Ray McDonald thing. He played his card super early. Like, hey,
and then
here's Vic Fangio.
Guys, I'm all in.
And Ed Donatell vouching for a dude who still isn't in the NFL because everybody's like, nah, he's not good enough for us to have those kind of problems in our locker room. That was one of the first things. So, all right, you got that. You got what this team has looked like over the last 3 years, and I don't know how much he can separate himself by throwing it on the coach, but these double-digit loss seasons, if they go 6-10 next year, you know, a two-game uptick or a one-game uptick, and it feels a little bit different. I don't know that Ryan Pace is in the clear.
This segment is brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. This is from the 618 that says, Uncle Wayne's Twitter avatar is him holding a fish.
Might as well be. Might as well
and wearing
be.
A Blackhawks jersey.
Right,
no, he's holding a fish and setting the walleye in the Stanley Cup.
And in his bio, it says, "I stand for the anthem." Like he's checking every box. I'm actually thinking about because the Hawks, you know, we do our Brothers for Hockey retreat every single year.
Right.
Hawks checked in with me like, "Hey, what's going on here? Haven't heard from you." I'm like, "All right, thinking about it." So when my little cousin, I should say, gets back from Iraq again, I'm gonna take him out there to a Hawks game so they can all be in their, you know, in their glory.
Speaking of the Hawks, by the way, shout out to Tommy Wingles.
Yeah.
As a fourth line center,
Ed Schmaltzy,
who's not even a natural center. Who I got to spend some quality time with him because of his volunteering to help out with my son's hockey related bar mitzvah project. So happy for Tommy Wingles because he's a mensch. He really is
playing well.
He is a good dude and he is playing well and scoring some critical goals for them. And when you're against a crap ass team like the Yotes,
get
and it's 0-0 through 2/3 of the game, and thinking like,
It's one of those, you know. Like,
you were talking. You were worried why Corey was coming back so early, and I said, "Hey, soft landing. You got three bad teams in a row that you."
He's had to make some crazy saves though.
Defense isn't good. Nope, defense isn't. Okay. I need Nick Schmaltz to shoot the puck. Right, I don't want to be the shoot the puck guy.
Shoot it.
Yeah, but Nick is out there dancing. And he's got terrific hands. And he's got good vision. Hey man, hey, put it on net. Put it on net every once in a while.
Puck on net. Sometimes puck go in net.
Shoot the puck, Nick.
So, but this is the question that was asked by McClure earlier, based on what you said during transition about the bloated Ben Roethlisberger and the Gatorade bottles filled with barbecue sauce. So they come
no,
out
no, no, I thought it was tomato bisque, a lobster bisque or something. It's got to be some soup. It's got to be something he's actually
like,
wants to eat.
Like what's right. like split pea with ham
right,
or
a little
something?
French onion, Mitchie's, you know, soup.
Ooh,
yeah.
Italian
way. I'd hate him even more than all the allegations that came against him a few years ago. I'd hate him even more if he had a Gatorade bottle full of Italian.
Like,
he's squeezing the meatball through.
But you could do the bit would be funnier if it's French onion soup where they squeeze the broth in his mouth, then they place the Gruyere in his mouth and torch it over the crouton.
You're burning my face. No,
I got this.
Yeah, he hasn't stopped growing, dude.
So McClure asked him or Seabrook.
Fatter?
Yeah.
Ooh. Seabs is pretty big.
Seabs, he can't turn. It's like, whoa, I got this.
No.
I got this.
He looks like he's wearing a snowsuit.
He's like a toddler going sledding.
With a giant stick, because he can't get it to any corner fast enough. Yeah, Seabs is... Seems is a big fatty boombaladdy.
He's rich though.
Yo, no doubt. Yep. No doubt.
And he's like hockey rich though, so not like actual rich.
Don't do that Seems pulling in 70 years, something like that, right? 80 years?
Yeah, it's hockey.
Yeah, he's getting Felicio money.
Like you said about the recency effect. We gotta pay Felicio.
How'd that work out?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm going to go be bad.
He doesn't even speak Spanish anymore. It was just a put on the entire time.
Thank you very much. What happened to your Portuguese? I don't know.
It's like no home Bob.
I don't know.
No home.
Joakim Noholm.
He was actually back in the United Center. Joakim.
The actual Joakim.
Yes,
not our
yes.
homeless buddy.
No.
That's the guy I said, here's some money. Go
here
get yourself
go.
Something to eat.
Here
I'm good.
Go.
No,
go.
You're not good.
There we go. He's Dan Bernstein. He still can't get over that moment.
Just,
I'm Jason Goff.
Just no thank you.
We're trying to figure
I'm good.
Out, trying to figure
sorry.
Out what happened yesterday.
Get you some food.
In your Bears life while
digging
Dan
a garbage can.
Still waits for
I apologize.
Thank yous from homeless people right here on 670 The Score. Study wrong, study long.
Yeah, it's important to rhyme at this point in the
Kansas
season.
Kansas City pimp John Fox, ladies and gentlemen. So we're in the fourth quarter of the season, as Lovie Smith would put it. What are you trying to see, even though we know things will be a lot different next year, whether it be offensively or, as I brought up last segment, defensively? Because we haven't really talked about it, because for weeks we were like, oh, yeah, Vic Fangio's going to be stapled to whoever the new coordinator or whoever the new coach is, and we'll keep it moving.
Mitch, and more Mitch. Let's.
So yesterday was a good day for you when you were worried about regression a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, it was an uptick for your most important player. I'm not ultimately sure how important it's going to be.
See what a running game does for you?
And protection. And pass protection.
Well, the running game is part of the protection, though.
It is. It is.
Guys got to take a look. They can't just rear out and, okay, he's got his 12 carries. We can go. We've earned the right now to rush the quarterback without having any principles defensively.
Quarterback development is a non-linear, often very unsatisfying process. So you take the gains. You bank those gains when you feel you can bank them. Kenosha, Wisconsin. It is Bob on the score.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just have a question about your opinion on the Bears here. But before I get to that, I just wanted to let Burns, you know, I'm not putting myself subject to ridicule here from you guys, but in a week I have an appointment to get the silhouette shadow of Bernstein's face on my forearm, and it's going to be
No.
Nice.
He's lying. This segment was brought to you by Burlington. Your Burlington store is packed with everything to get your home holiday ready for less. Throws, pillows, barware, serving platters, holiday decor, all at amazing savings. Burlington style for everyone. Just one phone call. One.
Hey, Drake got Denzel, Sade, Lil Wayne, and another one of his influences on his body.
Again, one.
Why couldn't he get the silhouette of your beautiful face on his
one
body?
One normal phone call.
I'd put your face on my body if I had a whole bunch of tattoos and nobody would see that one.
You have a Bears thought. The Bears won a game. It, just something.
The city is telling you that the Bears win yesterday didn't mean
something. Anything.
Well, not anything, apparently. Your high standard for Bears victory Monday phone
have you heard
calls.
These three?
I've been right here with you. Been right here with you. You press that button. That's why I told you. You send them to the other line.
All right.
You send them to the other line. The good calls were coming 312-644-6767.
All right. I'm pressing another button. I trust Jamal and Tinley Park to pull us out of this tailspin. Jamal, you're on the score.
Never trusted Jamal.
Jamal?
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, Jamal. We're on the air, brother. How are you?
Pretty good. Sorry about that. Hey, I wanted to ask a question. So even if we get rid of Fox, I've been a fan of a lot of the things that Ryan Pace has done. Just haven't heard a whole lot about the staff that he has around him. So I know he made some changes to the scouting staff, pro player personnel, all that good stuff. How is his staff viewed? And would you be opposed to, I know last year they were talking about bringing in a czar or a guy of football, maybe a Bill Polian type.
But that's what Ryan Pace was brought in to be. He is in charge of all things football.
Yeah, the czar, he should be the czar, Jamal. I saw this, and appreciate the call. I saw this in Atlanta when they brought in, I believe, Scott Pioli. When you had a couple of down years by the Falcons, and why am I blanking on the Falcons GM?
Dimitroff?
Yeah, Thomas Dimitroff. There was a couple of down years, and like, uh-oh.
And with a stylish hairdo and his mountain bike.
Great shape, too. Yeah. He's always a stylish dude. And they brought in Scott Pioli, and we're like, uh-oh, what's happening here? And then former Kansas City players started coming, you know, Dontari Poe and some of the other guys that they had scouted. And like, you got two chefs in the kitchen. Luckily for Dimitroff, they went to the Super Bowl, like, the year after. So when you start having a czar of football next to your football guy, you better not lose games because that guy is the guy who's going
to
be—
Special assistance to ownership.
Right. That's the guy who's going to be mowing your lawn very soon.
And also reciting your girlfriend's phone number by digit per snap.
That's Shannon Sharp.
Eric Edholm will have the latest on all of the NFL stories. We talked about what happened with the Jacksonville fans and the Seahawks players, what happened with Tom Savage, that absolutely unconscionable what didn't happen with Tom Savage. We're going to talk about
that. Where the Eagles are right now.
Yeah, are the Eagles done? We'll see what he thinks next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.